Shane Irvin coming up in just a couple of moments. Joe O, Sammy P, getting you set for the start of the NFL season going down tonight, the Eagles and the Cowboys. We were just talking a little bit of Survivor. So, Sam, it sounded like you guys are going Denver. I made the case for Arizona. The other popular plays, Washington. I'm Cincinnati, Philadelphia. It sounds like you would like to go Philadelphia. You have partners that aren't interested in going Eagles. Commanders, Bengals, totally off the board for me. I don't care that the number's 5-6.
Okay. Bengals, I thought about, but then if they do it again, I really don't want to live with that. I didn't do it last year, and we were on this show warning people, do not take the Bengals. And then the Bengals lost to the Patriots. I had this cute thought that we could go the other way and we could join Cincinnati this year, but I can't get there. I can't do it because I will hate myself.
I totally am with you. I understand thinking the other way, but the sample size is 6 years with Zach Taylor in weeks 1 and 2. I just can't get there. Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats, BetMGM Network. All right, let's bring in our buddy Shane Irvin, at Shane Irvin on X, the biggest Cowboys fan in the world. I'm sure he had a lot of fun watching the Jerry doc over on Netflix. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit. Shane, I didn't even watch the last episode. I just saw the title. I enjoyed it, but I just saw the title of the last episode. I'm like, I don't really care. All right, last time we talked, me and you were actually being very positive about Dallas. That conversation was completely flipped on its head with the big news.
It's my fault for trying to be a positive person in general and just trying not to let my dark thoughts win. It's my fault. God has judged me for sins of my past, and this is my punishment. This is my purgatory. This is my own personal hell.
And Arch Manning's a bust.
That whole thing, like, I knew that was going to happen after the Micah stuff. I just knew God would give me all of these problems in 1 week just to bring me down a peg or two. That was a whole different sidebar of confusion to discuss. You know, somebody brought it up, like, hey, Arch sat for 2 years. And I was like, yeah, he's got a big Manning brain. He should be able to figure out the playbook, right? But then Arch sat for 2 years behind a seventh-round draft pick, y'all. So, I mean, Sark, he's still, you know, Sark would have started the best guy, and it looks like he did, and that was Quinn Ewers.
Man, it's certainly a fair point. As far as tonight with your Cowboys, look, you watched every snap of Micah Parsons' career. You bet on these games. You understand the spreads. Like, we're not asking a beat reporter. We're asking an actual bettor, a Cowboys fanatic. What is Micah Parsons worth to the point spread? Because the market is saying 1.5 to 2 points.
I think that's ridiculous. I mean, that's a lot. I think there's a whole lot of public juice on watching the Cowboys fail. I think half a point makes a lot of sense, for sure. I think the value with Micah not being or being on the field is the total more than anything. So last year, week 17, we're all supposed to just black out and forget that the Eagles put up 233 rushing yards, beat them 41-17, right? Just domination. And that was with Micah on the field-ish. And, you know, it's, the runs, defense, and all that other crap, blah, blah, blah. The reality is that the defensive, EPA, right? With Micah on the field, the Cowboys have the best DEPA in the NFL. With him off the field, they have the worst. That's just in the last 4 years since he's been in the league. So he's huge for the Cowboys. But a point and a half is nuts. A point and a half, 2 points, that's crazy. You're getting into quarterback territory. I'm not buying it.
Do you have any interest in taking the Cowboys north of 7? Because we have 8.5s on the board. There are some 8s on the board. Any interest there?
No, not at all. I mean, 8.5, 8, whatever, sounds sexy to me, but there's no way in hell I'm touching it. The Eagles, I think people – I'm on the over, first off. I'm on the over. I think the Cowboys get run through like Swiss cheese, and I think Dak's going to have to air it out to Pickens and CD. I don't trust Shoddy, the head coach, at all. I don't trust Eberflus. I don't trust Kenny Clark showing up a couple days prior to and somehow fitting into this scheme and stopping the run. I do not trust that at all. And I think Jalen Hurts and the running attack for the Eagles is just going to do whatever the hell they want. And I also think, you know, the secondary for Philly, it's a little different, right? But it's younger and it's more athletic. And I don't think Darius Slay was that big of a deal last year. He fell off pretty hard, and his replacement is pretty much where he was. So I think Dak will find some success on the outside, but they're going to have to because they're going to be down 21-6 in the middle of the second quarter.
Shay, when we talked props, it sounded like both me and Sam, we were interested on the Cowboy side of things. Now you tell us, if the scenario plays out where it's a blowout in the second half and maybe Dak is racking up the passing attempts, the passing yardage, where's it going? You got CD, the number's 71.5. You got Pickens, kind of a guessing game there. So they put it in the low 50s. And I was looking at Ferguson. His number's 33.5. Where do you think it's going to go?
I'm at Ferguson in the beginning of the game, dude. I think the second half, when he's airing it out, he's going to have a lot of checkdowns. He's going to have plenty of checkdowns and routes running for Jake. They just signed Jake, remember. They're going to want to get their money's worth out of him. And who's going to be on CD? Quinyon Mitchell, right? You got to figure he's going to be lined up with CD. Is Pickens going to have a game? Is he going to show up? Or can Cooper DeJean come down from nickel and cover him? Are they going to put him in the slot ever? I don't know. I like Jake Ferguson's over there easily more than Pickens. That's for damn sure.
We were talking about a Jake Ferguson anytime touchdown and a Jake Ferguson first touchdown. And then Joe, of course, because Joe is Joe. Joe says, what's Prescott first touchdown? 50-1.
Hey, hold on. 50-1.
Right?
I'm writing that down. 50-1?
Yeah.
On a bye.
On the boot.
Leg? Maybe.
On the boot. Bootleg.
Rear naked? We getting rear naked?
Quarterback sneak. What if the Cowboys come out and do the tush push, Shay?
What? No, ooh. We're putting a tariff on the tush push. Trump already told me. It's an abomination. No, they brought it from Europe. It's going right back. It's no, we're putting a tariff on it. 100% tariff.
Still waiting. All right. Big picture. Now that we know what's coming, and I'd have the same concerns as you do, especially with the Eberflus running that defense. Are we now going under the win total? Because it sounded like we were going over the win total before. But now that the season is here and it's a very different situation, are we going under on Dallas?
Just tell me where Dallas got better since we talked. Just tell me where they got better. We got Pickens, right? Who is, by the way, a head case. And now he's in Dallas where head cases explode historically. Where did they get better? They got Kenny Clark? That's what we're talking about? I mean, where do they get better? Honestly.
They're an over team. Over every week.
They're an over team. Yep.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm blindly betting the over. I used to blindly bet first half unders with the Cowboys because they would always come out slow because the Ginger is an idiot. But I mean, with Shoddy, and Shoddy's such a stupid. He's not a wild card, right? He is a company man that they have. This is Dave Campo all over again. That's it. This is just Dave Campo. Somebody's going to do Jerry's bidding and say whatever he says. And if you don't think Jerry and Steven are going to have something to say about the play calling, you're an idiot. Because Jerry's going to be calling down from the owner's box to air it out or throw it to Pickens. This is Al Davis screaming dementia. Jerry's lost it. And if anybody watched that stupid commercial that Netflix and the NFL put out on Jerry Jones and his obsession with not winning. It wasn't winning. His obsession was being a part of a team. If you paid attention to that stupid documentary, his obsession was, you know, boys being around and winning and fighting together. He doesn't care about winning. He just doesn't want to be alone. And he sees the end. He sees his death coming nigh. And he knows there's no more rings coming. And the only thing he can do is to surround himself with adoration. Fake adoration. He's obsessed with it.
You know, as long as I've known you, it's been run the damn ball, and they might run it 15 times today. It's so funny to me. So funny.
Dak's gonna. What are the pass attempts? Give me the prop on that. The pass attempts for Dak. Take it 36, over 42 and a half.
36 and a half.
Over. Mortgage bet over. Get a HELOC. Get it cashed out. Do whatever you got to do. Call it a loan shark. Meet your nice Italian fella down at the bookstore. Do whatever you can do to steal, rob, and cheat to take the over on that.
So you didn't get any enjoyment out of that, Doc? Because I thought that you might, because nostalgia is a real thing, especially guys around our age looking back at the 90s when we were younger growing up on that, probably when you became a big Cowboys fan. It was funny to me. The title has the gambler in it. He used to be a gambler. Dude hasn't been a gambler in decades.
That's exactly right. And that's where Stephen Jones comes in, right? Chip off the old block. Stephen has, I'm on the radio. Stephen has handcuffed Jerry Jones and his gambling sense. If you remember when he talked about in that documentary crying after the Niners loss, what did he do after that? He went and got Deion Sanders and paid him whatever the hell he wanted. Okay. After our loss to Detroit at home, Jerry Jones says, or Green Bay at home in the playoffs, Jerry Jones says, we're all in, we're doing whatever it takes. He didn't do nothing. He didn't gamble. He didn't go get any big wigs. He didn't do nothing because Steven cuffed him. Okay. Jerry Jones, just so we're all on the same page, the NFL Network, NFL Films, NFL itself owns a piece of the production company that put out that documentary. Skyway, Skylark, Sky Crap, Sky Who Gives a Hell Media. The NFL bought a piece of that stupid company 3 years ago, and then they put out this piece of propaganda that makes Jerry Jones look like the best thing since sliced bread to some cool wildcat and son of a gun. Woo, shooting from the hip. I'm from Texas. Hippity hoppity. You're an idiot.
What else do you like this weekend in the NFL? I know you got bets for us.
Yeah, I got bets. This weekend I'm on the Cowboys over. Got that at 46 and a half, 47, hit it both times. I am on the Bills. I like Josh Allen, laying 1.5. And I'm on the Niners with the easiest schedule in the freaking league. I think they start rolling. I'm on the Niners. Yep. And Survivor, I couldn't agree more with Joe. It's Denver all day, baby.
Yeah. San Francisco, I'm surprised that that number's still under a field goal. I'm against Seattle big time this
year. Hammer the hell out of it.
Yeah, I get it. All right, we got a couple minutes left. How about college, man? We got rolling last week. What about the week two card? It's not as thrilling for the big matchups, but I know you're betting it.
Oh, yeah. I got everybody's favorite meth lab laying 5.5 against Blue. I think OU is going to cover that easily. I got the fight in Illini. I'm pretty high on laying the 3 against Dukies. And I got Marshall. It's 10 now, but I like Marshall against Mizzou State a lot.
That was, again, the world's largest meth lab. That's Oklahoma.
Yeah. That's Oklahoma. The state of Oklahoma might as well fall off a cliff. Nobody would miss it except the meth heads.
Illini, Sam. Sam's been big anti-ILL this week, but you're big on.
I think, Sammy, you're missing the boat here. You just don't want to be a part of the magic. Fighting Illini are going to have a season, baby.
Welcome to Thunderdome. Everybody gets really excited. Illinois is laying 3 on the road. The game should be a pick 'em. Just wait till Bielema was throwing the ball at will, and then they stop throwing the ball. You're gonna be irate at Brett Bielema on Saturday. I can guarantee it.
That's fair. I'll be as angry as Brett Bielema is as he is at Ozempic for not working. That dude just eats.
Shane Irby, check him out.
Marvel my ass.
DP takes a gamble. Good stuff there at Shea and Irving on X. Shea, best of luck. Hope you survive tonight and the rest of the season, all right?
Thanks, y'all. Appreciate it.
Oh, get it, man. In.
That's good. Has Bielema been on Part of My Take like 15 times? I feel like I see him on there on a weekly basis, that he's always on there. Oh, man.
I don't know, man. I don't know, but I do know that Illinois is going to be in the room tomorrow.
Yeah.
Illinois will be a top play for the public, for sure.
Jake's part of that, right?
I
believe so.
I don't know yet. I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought he was throwing that out there the other day. All right. We're going to take a look at some fantasy angles. Ian Harditz will drop by next. Joe O, Sammy P, you've got Bet Sweats. This is the BetMGM Network.